אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם.
We're reading in the Zohar for all introduction to the book of Zohar, article the fourth commandment. We are in item 213. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be live. We'll begin item 213.
אם אנחנו רוצים להגיע לשמחה,
if we want to reach joy,
כתוצאה ממעשים טובים,
if we want to reach joy as a consequence of good deeds, it's clear to us that we need changes. Changes can come only by the light that reforms. Only by an upper force, only by the influence of the Creator upon us. The connection between us and the Creator comes due to us studying, reading, thinking about Him. And it is desirable not to do it alone, rather together. For if our thoughts would unite, not for them to be stronger because everyone will bring his thought, as in an egoistic manner we are connecting the powers. Rather, if we will cancel one another, if we want to connect so that there we would be building something unanimous that doesn't belong to me, rather belong to us, then already our mutual force will be a very special force, a mutual force, so that in that mutuality there are annulments of each one nullifying himself, and a sensation of greatness and importance of the friends in which he can incorporate. And then it turns out that that force of the one is a very unique force. It is not the sum total of all the forces, rather the sum of all the intentions of each and every one to transcend above himself and maintain everyone above himself and integrate in them. Meaning, even in such tendency to integrate within the others, within my friends, by that I already raise Malchut Bina, because I want to exit myself and integrate in them. It is already an action of mind that is a type of quality of action of bestowal, of disconnecting from myself, incorporating what they are in their greatness, etc. Thus, due to that, to us being incorporated like that, ascending ourselves above our malchuyot into binah, yes, into the common part, into the importance of the friends. By that, we are seemingly elevating ourselves from Bia to Malchut de Atzilut, and are asking to receive the powers of bestowal, right? In order to realize our unification. So Malchut, in that extent, she is connecting to Zeranpin, and both are beginning to care for us. So in reading of the Zohar, we need to think like that. For the Zohar, precisely in each and every word, doesn't write. It has no... In general, in Kabbalah, there's no other story but the connection between Ziranpin and Malchut, Malchut to Ziranpin, which comes by the souls that are longing to receive aid from the Creator. This is pretty much the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what it tells us about. In all kind of cases, The cases aren't important for us. What's important for us is that we are integrated. We want to be included in all that the Zohar tell us about the corrections of the Malchut. Please.
213. Eve began from these letters and caused harm to the world, as it is written, and the woman saw that the tree was good. She reverted the letters of Me'orot, taking the words Vatere, saw, from there, leaving Mem Vav in the word Me'orot. And they went and took the letter Taf with them, creating the combination Mavet, Mem Vav Taf, death. Thus she caused death to the world. The unification is explained in the letters, let them be Me'orot, lights, which are extension of Gar to Zon. When uniting them above in the place of Abba and Ima, it extends light in bonding, separating the letters of Mavet, death, as it expands into them, and creating the combination Me'orot. If Zon are united below in their place, the light departs once more from the combination Me'orot, leaving there Mavet, death, in the bonding of the letters. Eve began from these letters, because the beginning of Eve's sin in the tree of knowledge begins with the letters, and the woman saw that the tree was good. Eve drew for herself the letters Vatere, saw, from the word Me'orot, meaning that she heeded the advice of the serpent to connect Zon in their place below, thus blemishing the combination of Me'orot. Then she reverted the letters of Me'orot, because by bonding below, she caused the separation of Abba and Ima above. Thus the letters of the combination Or, Aleph Vav Resh, which separate and cancel the combination Mavet Mem Vav Taf in the word Me'orot, were separated, and she made the combination Vatere, she saw, in which the letters Or are dispersed in reverse order because of the Taf that came among them. The Taf Sutra, the Nukva of Sitra Achra, who is called Mavet, approach the light to receive and to suckle from it. It is so because in the Sitra Achra, which is called Mavet, there are male and female, Sam and Lilith. The letter Mem is the male of Mavet, who is called Sam, and the letter Tav is his Nukva, who is called Lilith. By heeding the advice of the serpent to connect from below, the Nukva of Mavet promptly approached to suckle from the abundance, and the letters of Or were dispersed in reverse order, as in the combination Vatere, because the Tav came inside the light, Or, and dispersed them. After Eve drew the letters Vatere from Me'orot, there remained Mem Vav from the combination of Me'orot, which are the male, who is called Mem of Mavet, and Yesod, Vav of Mavet. They went and took the letter Tav with them, meaning that the male of Mavet, Mem Vav, which remained from Me'orot, went to the Nukva, the Tav of Mavet, and they mated and brought Mavet upon the world, as it is written, Vatere, and the woman saw. The male of the Sitra Achra, Mem Vav, mated with the Tav of Vatere, who was already in Eve. This is the meaning of the serpent coming over Eve and casting filth in her. By heeding the advice of the serpent, the Tav entered her, separating and dispersing the letters Or, Aleph Vav Resh, and making the combination of the letters Vatere with her seeing. Afterwards, the male of the Sitra Achra, Mem Vav, came and mated with the Tav, who was already in Eve, and Mavet, death, appeared in the world.
Meaning the breaking of the vessels is, well, breaking of the souls, it's one of the same, comes gradually. Initially, it is as if for the good, as they want to discover adhesion and the light of bestowal, the light of joy, and the greatest light of bestowing, rejoicing the Creator. And by doing so, in order to do that, one need to draw the greatest kelim, being tough. Now, once drawing, you see that corresponding to these vessels, indeed they are very great lights, meaning I'm right. Indeed, I need to take it in order to bestow. This is what is considered that Eve tasted from the tree of knowledge and realized that this tree, this fruit is so tasty, so that in it is all the ability, their ability to bestow contentment upon the Creator, and then Adam joins too. And when Adam joins too, which without him she can't draw the light, not the illumination, the light, the true light, right? So when he joined, then the breaking occurred, meaning Eve was on the part of the preparation of the vessels. And Adam was already in the connection between lights and the vessels. Thus the light drawn into the vessels, thus both broke. Meaning the two forces that are operating in the vessel, both the force of the female and of the man. Hence, in the connection between them, there is the extension of the light into the vessel and it comes into the breaking. However, only Eve is incapable and Adam alone is incapable too, because there's not yet the scrutiny. They need to come to the scene, or also later on in sanctity, in two steps. If she wouldn't have tasted, meaning if it wasn't clear that corresponding to this will to receive the lights are received, the such big lights, then wouldn't be able to draw the second part of the vessel into the action. The second part of the vessel is seemingly screen and returning light, because the screen, the vessel starts with sanctity, however, it ends with a sitracha. It discovers that she is there, because from Chazen and above the patsuf of Adam, everything there is vessels of bestowal. In order to necessitate, to force the vessels of bestowal, to connect with the vessels of bestowal, of reception, there has to be the first contact, the first tasting, which isn't considered as a scene yet, because the vessels that want this light that is revealed in order to receive aren't revealed as yet. They're willing to go on in order to bestow. However, therefore, the first touch, say this first bite in the apple, doesn't matter how you describe it, right? It is in sanctity. However, as a consequence of tasting the light in order to bestow, which is when such a big light is revealed, because in order to receive, they could have guarded themselves from it. Rather, because they received in order to bestow for the first time, the light of adhesion was revealed to them, the light of connection, the light of the importance of bestowing upon the Creator. It is much more than the light of occurs within the ordinary kelim. It's 620 times over, as we call it. And then, corresponding to this light, they can't cope with it. Then I ate, and I ate further. Further, it's something I can't face anymore. The relation to the revelation of the Creator, that now I'm in contact with Him, such eruption of joy, of importance, of greatness, etc. I am enjoying having that, and that's it. Meaning, what is the scene? Is that I've discovered the Creator in order to bestow, to receive. So, basically, what scene is it? This is how it is called, because now it is only now you have discovered correctly. And now take these Rashimot and start correct them so that the entire revelation will be in order to bestow. Yes, Mutlu.
With respect to what you now explained, what can a person do? What can a person study? Sorry. During the preparation time, with respect to anger that he feels and happiness that he feels.
Sometimes I feel like telling you a bit more than the ordinary. For you to receive a bit of confusion, a bit of despair, a bit of seriousness. And that's on the one hand. On the other hand, feel that it's there, and that's here, and that's there, but it's sort of slipping between the fingers. Slipping away. Why? The sum total of all these sensations, all these impressions, understandings, or lack of understanding, should be simple. Should be a simple summary. I can realize a right action only within my connection with the friends. Only within the group. If from there, from its center, the light would come, it would arrange everything for me. If it won't come, all this wisdom, all this studying, all that I'm regretting or this or not regretting or happy about it, it won't help. It's simply, it has no chance even of me understanding, of me feeling, of me coming close to it. Meaning, once a person feel to what extent, all of a sudden discover that sanctity is not quite that close to him, rather is as if is there and it isn't there, and it's not quite with him, it's sort of crossed him over and he can't grasp it. In vessels that are sort of aren't in me, I identify that, but I can't. Right? Then you need to understand that here, to acquire those vessels and the fulfillments in them, it is only in nullification in the group. Yes, Itzik.
Always when we reach this part, when the first shattering is described, which is actually, or in general, the shattering, this part, on the one hand, we understand here that there, it is the mechanism of creation itself. You can look at it even mechanically.
Yes, of course.
But on the other hand, the impression that is created here is an impression of fear and of a great concern. I know that every woman compares herself to Eve and she says, oh, I caused the shattering. Why was I given this role, etc.? All the problems that stem from this story. How do these things go hand in hand?
In the copying of the vessels from this world, in our world, in the relationship between us, we most certainly are in the projection or kind of copying of Adam and Eve from these spiritual qualities. And what is written in the Torah, to a certain extent, within certain limits, is also matches what we have in this world, in the characteristics of men, women, the relationships between them, etc. Because the spiritual root is a spiritual root that equals for all. However, nevertheless, it is a spiritual root. And we face a problem because along the way, from the spiritual root down to us, the lights and the vessels are undergoing changes, not only diminishing themselves as they are, rather they are also changing vastly. In spirituality, there's no diminishment and increasing of the vessels, rather it is a change in qualities constantly. Hence, we can't draw those lines to us and say, well, this is how we are. That's nonsense. That's not when a child plays with a car, then he has some imagination. This is a wheel, this is this, this is that. Whereby here, this imagination doesn't work because he needs only to increase seemingly the car, well, to bring engine into it, etc., etc. But all in all, the model is a model, right? We're using also a model in all kind of things in order to discover, to study. We build airplanes, we build spaceships, right? And their models and testing how they respond and so on the models themselves. And here it doesn't help. The models can also be in the mind and not made of some plastic as we do. However, the problem is that it's even worse because the models, if I build models in my imagination, even in science it is not accepted. Rather, I need proofs. In models of matter of this world, whereby in spirituality we don't have. Hence, Adam, Eve, what models can I build here? I would say the following. To answer your question, nevertheless. The corporeal characteristic has many parallel lines to Adam and Eve and the dependency of a woman and a man, the relationship between the man and woman, etc. Had we relate to one another according to what is written there, relatively, even to the extent we understand, we would be relatively sort of being in a good state. However, as a person who evolves, he has within him also the part of Eve and part of Adam, within himself, as what is there with respect to the quality of bestowal, it is Adam, and with respect to reception is so-called woman, whereby the form of reception receives through screen and returning light, it turns into in order to bestow. It's already nukva in a different form. Meaning, in every Adam, that every person that transcends, that progresses in spiritual work, he has the two. And accordingly, each and every man and woman should take example from the Torah in a corporeal fashion. Well, where are you? 214.
Rabbi Elazar said, "My father, I have learned that after Eve took the letters Vatere from Meorot, it was not Mem Vav that remained, but only Mem. Since the Vav, which is always a sign of life, was inverted into Mavet, leaving and taking the Tav with her, as it is written, and she took and she gave. Thus this word was completed, and the letters Mavet joined together." He replied to him, "Blessed are you, my son." Commentary: Mem remained alone, without the Vav, Yesod, since Sam, who is the male of Mavet, had no Yesod, for another god is infertile and does not bear fruit. Rather, the Vav, life, the Yesod of Kedusha, was inverted from Kedusha to Klipa, and became a Yesod for the male of Mavet. After it gained Yesod from the Kedusha, Vav went and mated with the Tav, connecting the letters Mem with Tav, through the Vav, he has robbed from the Kedusha. The evidence is the sin of the Tree of Knowledge, which begins with connecting the Vav and Tav, as it is written, and she took and gave, and is Vav in Hebrew, and took and gave both begin with Vav in Hebrew. For the exit of the Vav to the Sitra Acha was born by the sin of the Tree of Knowledge itself, which he did not have before. Rabbi Shimon agreed with his words.
Well, yes.
Regarding what you said now to Mutlu, you said that from all that we hear from you, the examination is simple, to check whether I can realize the correct connection with the friends so that light would come to me from the center of the group.
We need to understand that after all this philosophizing and these sensations, we understand or doesn't understand, is confused or far from spirituality, all of a sudden it seems to him and may really, and indeed it's correct, etc. However, the realization is in the group. You shouldn't search for, you shouldn't regret for not being wise enough, for not being sensitive enough, for not being enough this or that or that or that. Rather, all that he will need is only due to his incorporation within the friends. It's between the friends. It's not the wise is he who studies. Spirituality isn't acquired in vessels of wisdom. It's not philosophy. It is not taught or absorbed in vessels of the person that is naturally sensitive. It is not psychology, nor culture, or acting, or drawing, or music, or anything. It could be the simple, most kind of earthy person in our life, and he knows, yeah, say he's lucky to grasp how to develop spiritual vessels and succeed. And the other, due to his mind and philosophy, enter all these philosophies and other forms, and meaning he relying himself, yeah, supports himself. Yeah, he supports himself, rely himself on science, on what important people in this world are saying, what he has from birth, from education, and by that he buries himself. Yes.
So, what is this correct connection with the friends through which comes to me the light from the center of the group?
That is the right connection, well, in the incorporation. What, shall I once more tell you what you've heard 1,000 times? Yes. Better pass the mic there, not the mask. You wanted to ask, no? Oh, okay, sorry. Well, I wanted you to stop. Well, pass it to Maxim, yes.
The happiness that we feel in the group, we come to it sooner or later. We feel it once in a while in the congresses, in holidays. How to tie that with dissemination? How to find happiness in dissemination that would be equal to the happiness that we find in the group?
Happiness in dissemination is much greater than happiness in the group and from happiness in the congresses, etc., because, I'll tell you, you haven't tasted, possibly. It seems to me that people who are already in dissemination, they feel how much this thing is attractive, how beneficial it is, how awakening it is, how much it really ignites because dissemination is the closest act to spiritual realization. You have no other action that resembles spirituality. What Congress, what Yeshivat Chavarim or something, it's all self-pleasure, self-joy, if at all. You see, half of it, it's only a habit already, and out of choice, we do it. The action of dissemination is a true, the action that can bring man to the spiritual realization. And we move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part.